Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. I am jumping on to give you a quick training video on how to get return on investment from networking events. I know that some of you are probably already out there doing networking events as a life coach, and others of you potentially have never done it before, and you've wondered whether or not it was a good idea to start leveraging networking events to get clients, make money, and get out there as a life coach. And whenever I speak to people, I often hear two interesting kind of fears or challenges that come up. And let's dive into that today, because one of the things that I see lots of coaches do is that they start their social media accounts, they get online, and they kind of avoid, or they have a lot of opinions and thoughts about meeting people in person as a life coach and getting out there and building face-to-face connections. And if you have already started showing up as a life coach online on social media, but you've never done it in person, I know that that can feel very daunting. I also know if that's the only way that you've met people, sometimes even then, if that's all you've ever known, the intention behind what you expect to get from going to networking events can be very mixed. And I wanted to kind of clear that up once and for all. The thing that spurred this on was that I went to a networking event last week. It was one of my first ones in nearly 2 years in my business. But because of my corporate career beforehand, and I was in a client-facing role in my corporate career, I was always doing networking events. I was sometimes hosting, I was sometimes speaking at them. If we were running them, I was like meeting and greeting people and networking, I guess, like the clues in the name. And I've only done it a couple of times in my business, more so in the early days, but having done one last week, I remembered just how brilliant they are, but I had to check myself about what my intention is and what I was really looking to get out of it. It was interesting how it came about. I was in a local Facebook group and somebody commented, and I didn't really think it. I just went ahead and said, hey, this sounds interesting. I knew I was free. And next thing you know, I've agreed to show up to this thing. So on the way, I was like, oh shit, why did I do that? What the hell was I thinking? I could just be on Instagram right now. But you know what? It was so nice not to just be online. It was so nice to be out in the world, being me in face-to-face discussions, because all of my clients are global. All of my marketing is generally online and on social media. And if you're anything like me, even if you enjoy being an introvert, even if you feel comfortable in your own company, as I do, it is really nice once in a while to go out and socialize and connect and be out in the community. And even though I don't really sell local life coaching services, I more work with a global audience, I thought, you know what, who knows what's going to come up? And I think that in and of itself is one of the transformations that I can offer you today, because networking doesn't have to be about making money and creating clients. That may seem revolutionary to you. And I definitely encourage, especially for my clients, that you really constrain your efforts and your activities in your business to things that are directly revenue generating. But once in a while, and I think it's always really good and really important and valuable to trickle in the activities that potentially will light you up, will expand you outside of your comfort zone and present other opportunities. So the way that I like to think about networking events is that it's not about return on investment. Even if it's free, it's still an investment of your time and energy, but it's exactly that. It's a return on energy, ROE, not ROI. And when you think about it as ROE, return on energy, that gives you immediate returns, because you're getting to show up in your, if you're a new coach, as your new self concept. Me, obviously, I'm not new. I've been around for a couple of years now, know a thing or two about a thing or two when it comes to life coaching. So even though my self concept is very, very solid in the fact that I'm a life coach, I'm a business owner, I'm a CEO, I love what I do, I know exactly what I do, who I help, how I serve, it was still just beautiful to connect with other souls and be able to show up in the community just as I am, with no expectation, no attachment, just a beautiful opportunity, and to see what would come out of it. And when what you think about, you bring about. And I knew going there that it was all about opportunity. So lo and behold, opportunity came my way. I now have referrals that I'm connecting to. I have a potential speaking gig coming up. I had no expectation that that was going to be the ROI. I was just looking for ROE, connection, opportunity, and an opportunity to be in my own self-concept and in my own belief. It was also really fun to practice speaking publicly. I mean, sure, I wasn't presenting. I wasn't like stood up in front of everyone and talking, but we all had to do things like an intro, like literally they called it an elevator pitch. And I was like, oh fuck, I haven't prepped an elevator pitch. But then I remembered, I know who I am. I know what I'm about. I know what I do. I know who I serve. That's my elevator pitch. And your ability to do that off the cuff and to be able just to show up as you are and own it fully, that's all an elevator pitch really is, you know? It's just being able to do that in the moment and in a concise time frame. So it really was just that, an opportunity to be in belief, to be in my self-concept, to connect to individuals, to be open to opportunities, and to enjoy the practice of storytelling, of sharing examples, of owning my authority. And for me, granted, like it wasn't necessarily a revelation, but I know at the early days, the opportunity to do that really, really anchored in my self-concept. It really anchored in who I am, what I'm doing in this world, who I'm being, and how I want to be moving forward. Because the beauty of a networking event is that no one knows you. So you can be anything you want to be. So it means that unlike your, God love them, your friends, your family, your colleagues, your acquaintances, the people who may already have a preconceived idea of you, you don't have any of that. You get to show up, you get to have your little name badge, and you get to introduce yourself as the person that you are becoming, if you're not already there. And that is priceless. So if you don't plan to make it your main source of client generation, then I still recommend that on occasion, whenever it catches your eye or you're feeling the pull or an opportunity comes your way, even if you feel a little bit nervous, a little bit like, who the fuck am I to do this? Or I'm a new coach. Can I really just show up as a life coach? I invite you to lean into the opportunity to practice showing up as this self-concept of a business owner, a life coach, a CEO, of somebody who is global or in the community providing these life-changing services. Show up in your power. As I love to say, it's a relatively new saying, but chin up, shoulders back, hips out. And have the confidence, be who you want to be who you are becoming, allow that to be your identity, because just for those 2 hours, that is all anyone needs to know you as. And fully own it, fully step into that and see what that does for your self-concept. Notice the return on energy as you then have something interesting to say online, as you then have a more stronger self-concept, as you then show up in your normal channels and social media or with your clients or on your sales calls, or when you're delivering your coaching itself. All of this is supporting you, and opportunities like this, I think definitely lean in, but also don't use them as a distraction against what you should be doing. Make sure that you're still committing to your client generating activities, that you know what they are, and that when you show up, you have that clarity about what you do, who you serve, what you're about, what you care about. And I would say, like, one trick to really maximize your ROE in a networking event is know all those things, have certainty for those things, but also don't be surprised if you don't really talk about it much. I don't think I ended up actually telling really anybody what I actually do as a life coach, because I was so busy listening. I was so busy engaging. I was so busy offering my unique perspective. That is what positioned me as a life coach, not what I said about what I do, or me banging on about my niche or my offer or my ideal client, none of that really came up. Yes, I obviously mentioned it when I was asked to do my introductory, like, elevator pitch. But in my actual discussions, when I was actually engaging with people and talking to them, it wasn't about me. My role as a life coach is exactly what you do when you're coaching. You listen, you ask powerful questions, you make them feel important and feel heard and listened to and seen. And that is what builds relationships. And if you want more help with that, then I highly recommend reading the book, How to Make Friends and Influence People by, I think it's Carnegie. I may have made that up, but How to Make Friends and Influence People is an excellent book if you're like me, a bit of an introvert and don't necessarily have the confidence just to go out and network and meet people, introduce yourself. It's a skill you want to develop because it will help you in your normal channels of what you do as a life coach and marketing your life coaching services. So let me know in the comments if that was helpful. Let me know if you've been to networking events, if that's been your experience. And let me know if off the back of this, it's changed your perspective about how you might approach an invitation to a networking event and if you'd consider doing one in the future. Alrighty, I'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'll see you next time for another free training inside the Corporate to Coach Facebook group. Alrighty, have a beautiful day and I'll see you soon.